From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeFalla with your headlines for Thursday, March 12th.
Coming up, a judge has delayed the trial in a high-profile Shasta County murder case. Tyler Scott McCain, charged in the disappearance of his wife, will now face a jury later this summer.
Also, as wolf populations grow in California, state officials are reconsidering how ranchers are compensated for livestock losses.
And public health experts are warning Oroville's decision to stop adding fluoride to its drinking water could lead to more cavities for local kids.
Those stories just ahead, but first.
The FBI reportedly warned California law enforcement that Iran considered a series of drone attacks off the West Coast in retaliation for the start of the war, targeting unspecified locations in California. That's according to an alert reported by ABC News. Governor Gavin Newsom commented on the development at a press conference yesterday.
As it relates to drone strikes, we've been aware of that information. We've been working collaboratively through the SOC, which we established right after the war began, the State Operations Center, working with the Office of Emergency Service, but also working locally to make sure we transmit any information that we have received, and we're aware of that, which has been reported, I think, by ABC7. We're aware of that information, and we transfer that information in real time to our local partners.
Newsom added that the state has initiated working groups to deal with concerns about potential drone strikes, but declined to comment further.
One of Shasta County's most closely watched murder cases has been delayed. The jury trial for Tyler Scott McCain has been pushed back to late summer. According to a press release from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, a judge yesterday moved the trial to August 25th because McCain's defense attorney is busy with another murder trial and wouldn't be available. McCain is charged with murder in the 2024 disappearance of his wife, Nikki Chang Suli McCain, along with several other charges, including domestic violence, criminal threats, and firearms violations.
Butte County's top health official is concerned kids in Oroville could face more dental problems now that the city will stop adding fluoride to its drinking water. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
As the county's public health officer, Dr. Jarrett Bowden wasn't happy when he got the news Oroville would be ditching fluoride.
When I hear about fluoride being removed from any water system, I get nervous about kids getting more cavities.
Bowden says Oroville's decision could have an outsized impact because kids there already experience cavities at a higher rate than the state average. And like most of the rural North State, the area also is experiencing a severe shortage of dentists.
We had a little bit of help with that little bit of fluoride in Oroville, but now that's gone.
Fluoride has been scientifically proven to strengthen teeth. Oroville has added the mineral to its drinking water since the 1950s. But a few years ago, councilors voted to remove it. Just last month, the state gave the go-ahead. And Oroville isn't alone. Last year, Utah became the first state to ban it. The move follows studies promoted by Health Secretary RFK Jr. suggesting high levels could lower children's IQ. But those levels are far higher than what's used in drinking water. And experts say the evidence remains inconclusive. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Staying on health news, California's top public health officials are urging vaccination against measles as new cases emerge in the Sacramento area. The state's measles tracker, updated Tuesday, shows that two cases were reported in Sacramento and Placer counties this month. The cases have been linked to an outbreak in the area that started with an unvaccinated child who had traveled to South Carolina. An outbreak in that state is nearing 1,000 cases. California has reported 29 measles cases so far this year.
In other state news, California wildlife officials are reevaluating a program that compensates ranchers for losses caused by wolves. The Department of Fish and Wildlife announced this week that it'll meet with a wide array of interests to see how the wolf livestock compensation program can be adjusted as protected wolf populations grow. It has paid out more than $3.5 million since 2021. But according to reporting by Ag Alert, livestock producers say the program has fallen short of covering their losses.
And lastly, the California Democratic Party is launching a new statewide polling project to assess a wide-open governor's race. The California Voter Opinion Trend and Engagement Research Index will be publicly released on March 24th, with tracking surveys released periodically through early May. The move comes a week after party chair Rusty Hicks released an open letter calling on low-polling Democratic candidates to consider dropping out of the race to prevent the party being locked out by Republican candidates. Hicks says the new surveys aren't meant to shame candidates, but to bring clarity to the race.
This is simply conducting credible, real-time, publicly available information. And if you feel shamed by information and data that's available, then I think everyone has to inquire exactly why.
Only one candidate dropped out before last Friday's deadline, leaving 8 Democrats and 2 Republicans in the gubernatorial race. The first index survey will be a 2,000-sample baseline survey of likely voters, while following ones will track 1,200 likely voters.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, March 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.